Smith, Harriet. Amadon, Martha. Cornell, Cornelia. Wright, Michigan, January 6, 1867. Dear Sisters, Harriet, Smith, Martha, Amadon, and Cornelia, Cornell. I wish you to purchase for me some Empress cloth, dark brown or some suitable color, and make me a dress sack and loose pants just like Sister Lay's. You may get the cloth I mentioned, or any other suitable material and color as your judgment may decide, and make me up a model short dress. I do not think the dress I have is proper to stand before a large congregation to represent the short dress. Just the kind of dress in style and material will be imitated by others. I would not ask you to do this work. Hire it done if you can, but see that it is done just right. I want a model dress. The pants pattern that I had at Martha's and brought home is the pattern to cut from. My dress pattern, I think, is in the kitchen closet. Look for it yourself. You will find it without difficulty. Please get me 12 buttons with eyelets in them to put on shirt of James. I have spoken to the people here 11 times with freedom. Today has been a hard day with me. I have read 47 pages of reproof to different ones, and it has almost used me up. James talked yesterday forenoon for 1 hour with great clearness, this forenoon for 2 hours. He feels the burden of the work as he never has before since his illness. I shall keep him out just as long as I can, for he is improving, seems much as he used to do. I labored speaking to the people 1 hour and 3/4 yesterday afternoon, and there was deep feeling in the meeting. Such testimonies as I have had to bear today have told upon my strength more than all the labor I have hitherto performed. Please get that dress up, if you can, and send it so that I can have it next Sabbath. I want the 2 cotton flannel suits mentioned in my letter to Jenny, 1 for Willie and 1 for me. Send James's black ribbed pants that he wore last winter. Also, Willie's slips. Send James's summer dratitary coat. I would give a good price for a neat, suitable coat for James to wear in meeting, but suppose it is impossible to obtain one. If that box has come from Adams Center, I would like a couple of pairs of socks sent. I have not yet had time to knit any, and James is about destitute. Please send Willie's everyday pants. Put in Willie's geography. I want my pants made loose like Sister Lay's. If there was a dressmaker I could trust, I would employ one here, but there is not. You can get the length from the black lady's cloth, about 6 inches shorter than that. Send James's new boots that I bought in Caen, and if the paper and envelopes I sent for have not been sent, send them. Get me Edward's book for Willie to read, and get me 1 or 2 of the new books in the office that he has not had, and send them for him to read. God has blessed our labors in this place, and I believe we are in the way of our duty. The dress question I make as important as the diet, and I must represent it just right. Don't put my pocket so high or so much in front as in my short dress last made. Don't stand for price. Get a good thing just right. Send these things by express to Berlin, Ott, care of Elder James White. I have a rabbit skin either up in the open chamber in a pillowcase or in that closet in the kitchen below. I have a faint recollection of bringing it from the chamber, but do not remember distinctly. If that little gold watch is not disposed of, please send it to me in express package for me to use until mine can be repaired. Mine is all broken down, cover off, and crystal broken. We have had an express invitation to go to Greenville and make it our home at Brother Maynard's. We shall do so when our duty is done here. Love to all our interested friends. Write us a letter. We shall be very glad to hear from you. Ellen G. White. Interest yourself to get some books for Willie. He is so lonesome, and no books at all for him to read. I can't spare him, for he must wait on his father while I write. I wish while Edson is at home, Uriah and George and Myron will manifest an interest in him and labor for his salvation. I have been writing him earnest, importuning letters. It may be now a good time for him to reflect and make a start. Ellen G. White. Jenny, no need to send the plaid flannel, as I have purchased cloth for shirts for James.